the second paragraph here in Parag Rishon, v'hayitzir me'avodas ha'boreh al shnei drachim. A person neglects, a person turns away from avodas Hashem in either of two ways. Im ba'azivas ma'shatziva ha'boreh la'asoso v'his al-musa mimenu, neglecting mitzvah sasei, over asos mashehisir me asoso, or in being over on mitzvah sasei. The kivin bo, lahamros is boro. The phrase "Mikiva in the Hamos is Boro" echoes what we discussed yesterday. How the Chumash Al Babos depicts all chait as precus all. So that's what he's saying, but asos ma shehisa me asoso, the kivin bo lahamros is boro. I don't know that he doesn't mean that the person intends to be rebellious necessarily. It doesn't mean that the person intends to do it lahachas. But lemaisa, if the medubar is mezid, so again, on a certain level, there is a conscious decision of prikas o. We need to revisit this line, but for now, let's continue. V'mtiya yitziyasa min avodah ba'azivas ma'ashatziva ha'bara la'asoso b'lvad, ofen tshuvaso mikitzuro, right, the way he does tshuva for the shortcoming, where he fell short in avodas Hashem, yiyah behishtavlo b'masa ha'nochon, v'hidabka begidri ha'tshuva asher ani osa davar v'mzah asher. V'mhoisa b'meshe hisya ha'vori me'asoso, ofen ha'sagas kitzuro, yiyah behishomro mechazor el kol min ha'maisa ha'hu, v'she yishtad alasos hepcho. Im hidabka begidri ha'tshuva utzno'e asher ani osa davar v'mzah ha'zeh b'ezah zakel yizbarach. So at this point, one gets the impression that the Chovas Halvavos is distinguishing between tshuva, again, for bitel asay, and for averas lavin. Tshuva for bitel asay, I don't know, I think at this point one would have said pshat, hishtavla b'masa hanochon, meaning that maisa which he passively neglected to fulfill. Masha and Cain, it's clear that the tshuva that Chovas Halvavos is depicting from Mitzvos Lo Sa'aseh goes well beyond just avoiding that Lo Sa'aseh. Yeah, b'hishomer mechazor el kol min ha'maisa ha'hu. So let's say, to give an example, if a person was nechshal in Machovas Asuras. So then the Chovas Halvavos is saying that the tshuva is that not only does he have to be so careful about Machovas Asuros, but he should be looking to, as a tikkun for that, as the tshuva, he should be looking to rein in his taiva, his appetite, even when he's unambiguously, the food is kosher, and there's no shayla of machol sasuros. But if the shorish hachet of the Ma'achos Asuras was because of the Taiva. So then, El Kol Min HaMa'asehu, right? So it's not only that Ma'aseh itself, but Kol Min HaMa'asehu. And it would seem that again, that the tshuva for the Los Asay is something which is broader than the tshuva for Mitzvah's Asay. But in the Hemshech, that understanding doesn't hold up. Because when the Chovas HaLevavos continues, and he says, V'hadinyum bazeh, excuse me, V'hadinyum bazeh bin yonim hantivyim, the amoshel to give from the natural, physical world, v'odim shachala gufa machmas mazal, that a person is sick because of improper diet. Now, that can be for either or both of two reasons. Im neishtin nimna me'achol ma'ashayesh b'hasmadas b'yusav, he's not eating enough of. He doesn't eat enough foods that have iron in it, and so because of that, he's anemic. Well, no, maybe he eats foods which are too high in cholesterol, so because of that, his cholesterol level is too high. Behifsid biyuso. Kshiyeh chol yom imiyo tamozon ashehismid bo biyuso. And again, that's the Moshe, right? That's the analogy for mitzvah asay, right? But the same way a person neglects a mitzvah asay, so a person is, the moshe for that is that the person is neglecting in his diet that which is which provides the nutrients that the body requires. Ukshiya cholyo mimiotamozan ashehismin bobiuso ofen chazaraso el hanachona, the way a person restores the health is yeah baharboso mimine hamazonos varufus in the tivo. So then it's not going to be enough. He's going to have to make a point of eating if he became anemic. So he's going to have to become a point of eating meat several times a week, more than a healthy regular diet would require. And he's going to be taking an iron pill. Often chazrosa el hanachon yeh baharvoso mimine hamizonos v'harifuos v'ruyim nativo ad sheyoshev al gvul hashavet v'kshayachz el inyan harishan nativo yinag bimzama minig hashavet. Okay, then once he overcomes the anemia, so then maybe he doesn't need to take an iron pill every day, and then maybe he doesn't need to eat meat every day. I'll eat meat twice a week. If it's, again, it's not what he didn't eat, but what he did eat, which has created the health issues. So often biuso yem bihishamo min hamazon ahu v'hadomer lo, he's going to have to avoid, again, he's going to go to the other extreme. Well, his snag b'meshu hepech mizgo v'tivo ad sheyoshev el inyan hashavah. He's going to have to, If his cholesterol is high, so he's going to have to go on a zero cholesterol diet. So then he can come back and he can have cholesterol, just not too much. So here in the Moshel, clearly Ben Bachi is equating the tshuva for mitzvah's essay and mitzvah's los assay. So I don't know, so apparently the way we're supposed to teach earlier in the paragraph imtiyeh yitziyosov, imtiyeh yitziyosov min ha'avodu razivas mashatziva ha'boi la'asosu b'vad, ofen tshuvasu mikitzu yeh behishtalu b'masa hanochon. Masa hanochon means that a person should always be zoris to do what he's supposed to be doing. It doesn't just mean yeah, bishtav masa nochon. If a person missed the sosma and kriyat shema once, then now he has to be more zoros in just in mitzvah's kriyat shema, because then it doesn't jive with the moshel he's going to give later. So apparently, what it means, I don't know. It's hard when one is dealing with translation. To know what the original nuances are. Yeah, b'shtalu b'masa anochon. So maybe it means like this. Let's say a person missed out on Krishna. So now, what he should do is, not only should he be extra careful about Zman Kriya Shema, but everything he has to do, he should work on the habit of doing it as soon as possible. Even in Divrei Rishus. Even in Divrei Rishus, so Yiyah V'Hishtabba, he has an assignment, which is due in 4 days from now, so he should do it right away. And he should be working on that on that midah, which would then align what Chovos HaLevavos is saying about the tshuva for mitzvos aseh with the tshuva for mitzvos lo aseh. That's how you have to read it. Lemaisa, in giving this mashal, so Chovos HaLevavos says that I didn't come up with this mashal. The Navi gives it. Ukvadima hakosuf ha'avonos b'machol hara k'moshe amay kim ish ba'avono yomus kol ha'odom ha'olchol ha'boser tekenah shinav. Okay, so we would say, if you eat candy, you get calories. That's what the dentist would say. We would say, that's what the dentist would say. Right? Ha'olchol boser is tekenah shinav. The Rambam gives, as you know, the Rambam has the same mashal in Perek Beis of Hilchos Deos. Halachos Aleph and Beis. Chole haguf toamim hamar mosok. What's objectively bitter, if someone has a machla, he could taste as sweet. And conversely, what's objectively sweet, a person desires to eat what's not even edible. And on the other hand, v'sone ha-ma'acholos ha-tovim, k'gon ha-pas v'ha-boso. Ha-kol if you rov ha-choli. So just as that phenomenon exists in terms of physical health, so too in terms of spiritual health, kach b'nei adam sh'naf sh'seim cholos, kach b'nei adam sh'naf sh'seim cholos ma'avoyom. A person is a hothead. He has a very quick temper. Even if someone hits him, even if someone curses him, lo yargish klal. So the Yargish Lechorah translates not as he shouldn't feel, because the whole point is that he does. Lechorah the Yargish Kal translates here as he shouldn't react. And it's a behavioral approach. So the Yargish, the translation of the Yargish is that he shouldn't react. That he shouldn't. He shouldn't project a reaction, which is. Again, Yargish is a hifil, so that does make sense. Yeah, when you ask someone in modern Hebrew, Echatam Agish, so it's really shorthand for Echatam Agish at Atzmacha. Hifil has to have an object. In some languages, the idiom for asking how are you is really how are you feeling yourself. That's what it is in Hebrew also. So Yargish is a hifil. It has to have an object. So the Yargish is he shouldn't react in the sense of project a reaction. Lo Yargish klal lo v'yelech v'der v'zuz man meruba ad she'te'aka hachema milibo. So by doing that, so a person is suppressing the anger. So the longer a person suppresses the anger, so then the anger gradually is minimized until it's uprooted. Similarly, if a person has this sense of, I don't know, arrogant superiority vis-a-vis other people. So Yanag Atma Bibizayan Harve. So then he should conduct himself in a way that's degrading. V'yeshev l'mata min hakol v'yilbosh b'luyei sochvos ha'mevazos l'vshein. He should wear torn rags. V'chayotzei b'dvorim elu. So again, he has this feeling of haughtiness, but by demeaning himself, so then that suppresses the haughtiness. A person suppresses it again and again, over continuously, so then the feeling itself ultimately fades. That's the same thing that the Cholos al Vavos. It's the same approach of the Cholos al Vavos already describes. Now, it's true that Rambam doesn't have this in Hilchos Tshuva. I mean, again, this halacha appears here in Hilchos Deos. But the Pashtus is that when you come to Parag Zayin of Hilchos Tshuva, halacha Gimel, where the Rambam writes that Al Tomash Ein HaTshuva Elam E'aver She'esh Bahen Ma'isek Yonz Nus V'Gazel G'neva. Don't think the tshuva is limited to averos of deed, of misdeed. No, it's not limited to that. Kashem shetzav adam loshem me'elu, kachu tzav l'chavaz v'deos roshi yeshav loshem me'hen. A person also has to scrutinize his character traits and do tshuva for character traits. Min ha'kas, min ha'eva, min ha'kinah, min ha'tachus, min ha'hitul, min ha'medifus ha'momon v'ha'kovul, min ha'medifus ha'macholos v'me'kayotzei b'hen. Min ha'kol tzav l'achso v'tshuva. So how are you chozer b'tshuva on midos roles? So the pashas is ayim la'el, right here in Perek Beis of Hilchos Deos. So again, the Rambam, unlike the Chovos al Vavos, who's presenting this in Shaar HaTshuva, the pashas is that for the Rambam, that is the practical way of doing tshuva from the Deos roles is to follow the guidelines earlier in Perek Beis of Hilchos Deos. What's a little bit just needs to be, you need to understand here in Mineu Veu, within the Chovos al Vavos, in the beginning of the Perek, so the Chovos al Vavos gave us four sort of root causes of chet. Right, in the first paragraph, we discussed yesterday. Sechluso be'elokim u'binyanei avodosa. He doesn't have correct musagim about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He believes in God, but he doesn't believe in a God in a way that is ma'over yirashamayim. Binyanei avodosa, he doesn't have correct musagim in terms of avodas Hashem. So Mamele doesn't translate into diktuk b'mitzvahs. He's rather lackadaisical about mitzvahs. Oshagava yitzur al sichlo. No, he knows what he should do. But he hears what the Yetzer HaTov tells him, but sometimes, you know, the Yetzer HaTov, the voice of the Yetzer HaTov is magnified. Ole his almusa mimashu chayba le'elokim. Probably means shogeg. O bavo has chadusa l'chaverim ra'im. Now, l'chora, this, the depiction later in the parak that we're just looking at now of how to do tshuva, it seems to fit chato'im, which result from his gabus hayetzer al haseichel. Because clearly that means that there's a midah which is too strong within him, and he needs to counteract, to refine, to correct that midah. But why should I don't know sechlusu be'elokim u'binyanei avodoso? So then the way this would translate is he needs to look to reinforce Yerushalayim. That would be the application That would be the way this translates in terms of if the root cause of the chait is the sechluso be'elokim u'binyan avodaso, so it means that he should be constantly reinforcing his understanding of gadlus habori and shiflus ha'odom and u'binyan avodaso. So his chabus of the chaverim ba'am again also. So maybe it means that even a kind of casual relationship, which ordinarily would be acceptable, so while he's doing the tshuva for his chabus lechaverim ro'am, he would have to avoid even that. Okay, maybe we'll just begin a little bit Perek Sheni. Aval chalkei ha'tshuva hem shlosha. One of the challenges in learning Chovos Halvavos is the medieval Hebrew here of Rabbi Yehuda Ibn Tzibon. So the definition of words doesn't necessarily correspond to the way we use the words in modern Hebrew. So chalke here clearly does not mean parts of tshuva. When you continue to learn the parak, it just obviously doesn't mean that. So chalke tshuva means types of tshuva. So why would you use the word chelik for that? And chelik does mean part of chelik 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 in chumash. So that is what the word means. It's not a modern imposition. That's what the word means. So how does Ibn Tibon use it that way? No. So if you think of the tshuva, the chlaluso, so there are three parts of tshuva in the sense that of three types of tshuva. So you can see conceptually how the word chelik would be within a rubric that if there are three types within the rubric, so then each one is one part of that rubric. But chelke here, again, in terms of the way we would express it, so we would say types. We wouldn't say parts. But that is what the Chovos Halvavos is talking about here. Well, chalkei ha'tshuva. Again, the more you learn, so the more you get a feel for the vocabulary. Well, chalkei ha'tshuva im shlosha. There are three types of tshuva. Echad mehem hashav machmas shelo motzei derech la'aveira. Meaning temporarily, he outwardly, externally, he seems to have done tshuva, but that's only because he hasn't really had opportunity to repeat the Avera. Ukshehumotze gove yitzal sechla, but when opportunity presents itself, when the temptation is there, so then he succumbs. Well, yimana mimeno. So why is this even being described as, why even describe this as a type of tshuva to sort of, say how totally inadequate it is? So, no, because what the Chovos Halvavos is talking about is kashi yashle masosa yira genus ma'asehu v'yischarit al masha oraba. The reason it even is described and included in the discussion of types of tshuva is that the person does recognize that what he's doing is so inappropriate, and he rather consistently, hagam, that he doesn't refrain, but he does have remorse. Right, you read descriptions, Rahman Latzan, about, you know, in cases of spousal abuse, let's say husbands who abuse their wives, that there is a recurrent pattern, that obviously it's terrible, that they do it, and afterwards they feel badly, and they apologize. So, again, that's what Ben Bafi is saying. You know, Lamaisa zeshov befihu, lo belibo ubelshono lo bemaasehu. V'hu chayiv onesh haberi yizbarach. So Ben Bafi doesn't give him partial credit here, right? That doesn't give him partial credit. But again, it's included in the discussion of tshuva because there is a charata. Ubo ne'amar hagonov rotzoach v'no'ov v'hishavah l'shekeh v'kater l'baal v'holach achre Elohim acherim shelo yedatem ha'ma'ores peritzim hoya habayis hazeh. Here, the first Havavos is actually, I don't know, maybe he's the first. I'll take a look and see if Sadigon has an essay. I don't know if him. But he's not joining. Maybe he's beginning the following intergenerational diyun in terms of tshuva. The Rambam writes as follows in Perek Beis Halacha Gimel. Clearly states that it's a zero, right? If a person goes to the mikveh and he's holding on to the sharetz, he's going because he was nitma b'sharetz, and he goes into the mikveh holding on to the sharetz. So what he did is zero. What he did is nothing. Now, the Rambam in Halacha Gimel doesn't say, he doesn't stipulate in depicting this type where the tshuva is nothing, he doesn't say that he doesn't have charata either. So Yitachin, that what the Rambam is describing here in Halacha Gimel, again, is that type of individual who hagam, that he's a repeat offender, he does experience remorse, but lemaisa, if there's no aziv sachet, so then it represents nothing. It's nothing. Right? Kol mizvada b'dvam b'lo gamu b'li b'lazov, it could be that he's misnachem al maisav. But if that doesn't translate, it's nothing. It's nothing. You can't. It's not. But meidach gisa. So for the Rambam, then, if you ask, is there any kiyum in a miktsas tshuva? So the answer is a miktsas tshuva that doesn't include aziva sachet is nothing. What's the miktsas tshuva if there's no aziv sachet? The charata. So that's nothing. That's zero. But what about the other way? In Halacha Gimel, right, the Rambam says it's tovah v'sharetz b'yado if lo gama b'liba lazov. What happens if a person is mizvada? He says v'ravam shalom chotasi v'isi pashati u'le'olim eni choza l'davah zeh. But the truth is he doesn't have charata. Doesn't have charata. He's not going to do it anymore. He's sincere. He is whatever. He is sincere in the commitment lahaba, but he doesn't really. He's not really misnachem haShabbos. So the Rambam doesn't. The Rambam's not mevatel that. The Rambam is not mevatel that entirely. He doesn't. Right? The Rambam could have written kol mizvada v'dvarim v'lo hisnachem al masha osa o lo gamer beliba lazov. He doesn't say that. So in the Rambam, if you ask what the Rambam thinks about this question of can is there such a thing as a tshuva which is meaningful even though it's still incomplete? Could be there's a semantical modification that's needed, but we're not going to talk about that now. So the Rambam, the mashmas in the Rambam is that yes, to be able to say la'olam eni choza l'davo zeh is meaningful, even if the person cannot yet say michamti. That is meaningful. That is a chalos. That is a chalos. There is a kiyum in that mikzas tshuva, but the other way is nothing. Is a zero for the person to have remorse. And again, it does exist. It does exist. People who have addictive behavior that they don't succeed in breaking do have remorse. The type does exist. But that the Rambam doesn't credit as a mikzas tshuva. And the Chovas al Vavos is the same in that, right? Because the Chovas al Vavos says that Eino Chanami, he's roi b'gnus ma'asehu. And he's mischarit al masha ova, but he says this is nothing. He doesn't. This is nothing, and right? He doesn't. The Sfarim quote that I think from the who has this in a couple of places. I quote this. Maybe the Sefer Al Matshuva has it. A quote from the Droshes, I think, you have to double check this, make sure that this is accurate. I think from the Droshes Haran and the Mabit, that they both say that no, there's even a mikzas kiyum, it's meaningful. Again, no one's saying adequate, right? Meaningful is not a synonym for adequate. But that it's even meaningful what the Rambam and the Chovas al Vavos are being mevatel, that a chayrota without an azivas achet is nothing. So the Mabit and Rosh Hashanah disagree with it. And they say, no, even that is something meaningful. That there's a mixus kiyum even in that.
Do we know that the Rambam thinks that there it can exist a concept of azivas achet without dorata?
Oh. Well, you're asking very well.
You have a Rambam in front of you? Can you understand?
So it's very strange, right? The Yod Alav Yodea Talumos, right? So Yod Alav the Mefarshim explain is not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be a witness. L'ha'id in Lashon HaKodesh means either of two things. It can mean to give testimony, Or it can mean to call someone as a witness. The pasuk says. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that he calls Shamayim and Oretz to serve as witnesses. So that's what it means here. Yadal of Yadea Talumas doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he has his crystal ball and can see the future, is giving testimony that he'll never repeat the chait. But no, the person says, right now, my resolve not to repeat this chait is so absolute that, who can measure that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu can see a person's heart. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can see what a person's resolve really is. So that's what it means, Yada love Yodea Talumos. Okay, fine. And that's why the fact that Rachman Atzlan, a person is Nichshel again, doesn't mean that it's a glory, it might mean a glory Muslim affair that he didn't do a proper tshuva. Or it could be, no, it could be that he did do a proper tshuva, but then subsequently he regressed. Okay. But what's so, I don't know, difficult about this Rambam is that the Yad of Yedei Talumos should be right after the V'yigmar B'liba Shalo Yaseh Rod. Why does the Rambam sort of break up the Kabbalah Haba? Do you see that, Rabbi Sa? So the passage is that here's what the Rambam's answering your question. Now the Rambam is saying that Yigmar B'liba Shalo Yaseh Rod, I'm resolved not to do it. So what does Yada Love Yadea Talumos mean? Is that, let's say, Yigma Biba Shalaya Sayyid, I'm resolved not to do it. What will be if there's extreme, extreme provocation? Sort of the ultimate test. I don't know if the Yigma Biba Shalaya Sayyid is going to hold up under those circumstances. Yada Love Yadea Talumos totally means he's inviting HaKadosh Baruch Hu to serve as an aid as to the absoluteness of his resolve. Means no matter what the provocation, no matter what the nisayon, no matter what the circumstances, so his resolve is that strong. Why does the Rambam insert Yisnachon al Sha'ava in the middle? So the Pasha says, that's the answer to your question. That to reach that degree of Aziva Sachet, that under the most absolute, that under the most intense provocation, that even then a person wouldn't repeat it. So that's only possible if Yisnachem al Sha'adat. Then 99% of the time, or whatever the right figures should be, that's possible, that is possible. The Yigmar B'liba Shalayaseod does and can happen. Now the Lashon HaLachik Gimel is Vogamik Lilu Lazov, which is that first stage. So that is possible without Charata, and therefore the Diyuk is correct, L'chora. But the fact that the Rambam only is Mevatel the case of Vogamik Lilu Lazov, but he's not Mevatel Lois Nachem al Sha'ava, means that no, the Rambam says that if a person has a Kabbalah Lahaba without Charata, that's a Chalos. Is it deficient? Of course it's deficient, but that's a Chalos. Masha and Cain, if he has a Charata without a Kabbalah Lahaba, that's B'chol not a Chalos, which is the same thing that the Chovas al Vavis is here saying. Chovas al Vavis already said it, that he doesn't, he's not Machshiv, the Charata. If there's no practical outcome.
What if a person has like an addiction but he feels in his heart that he fully wants to not do it again? He's gomer b'libo that he doesn't. They really doesn't want to do it again. But like the maisa, like he really, really feels like he doesn't want to do it again. But the maisa the next day, he's just so addicted that he can't get out of it.
So I think what the Chovas al Vavis would say is, let's say Rav is an alcoholic. So if he checks himself into one of these treatment programs, so he won't have access to it, and again, he'll have, obviously, he'll go through the ordeal of withdrawal. But if he doesn't do that, that means there isn't the Yigmar B'Libo. And the Yigmar B'Libo, for the Yigmar B'Libo to be real, it means that the person is ready to do what's necessary to implement it. there are ways of breaking addictions. I knew someone who had been prescribed for a medical condition. Again, it was the opioids that you heard about, and had become addicted based on prescribed drugs, and he recognized his addiction. And one day, he just decided, I have to break this addiction. He threw them all out. He went through incredible withdrawal symptoms. But I think what you're describing is there isn't really a yigmo v'libo. Okay, so the Pashtun says, again, this Chelek HaRishon, again, it's included in the discussion because of the Charota, but like the Rambam, the Chavos HaLevavos doesn't see in this that there's even a Miktsas Kiyum. Okay, let me also switch a little bit to fix this for a few minutes.